Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Frond, just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre, and legally we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years.
That's how all rituals work, right? Here's the context. In 1503, most of the population, most of the Aboriginal Taino population in the island of Hispaniola was completely decimated. Decimated. By the colonial Spanish administration. The royal crown began to get worried. Where's the labor? Where are we gonna fund the machinery of capital? We've killed all the Aboriginals on the island. Where? Christopher Columbus's son, head of the administration at the time, said and requested from the royal crown, how about we get some Africans? Take a bunch of Africans from West Africa, and we can get cheap and free labor from them. Let's get as much as we can. In 1505, the Spanish crown accepted the request and sent a shipment of 100 African slaves to the island of Hispaniola. The first African slaves in the New World. And thus begins the 500-year odyssey of the African in the New World. Okay. All right? 1505. The first Africans. 1505, the first Africans in the New World. 100 of them crossed the Atlantic. from the Wolof tribes, from the Dahomeys, from the Yoruba, all throughout West Africa and Central Africa. 1505. In 1510, the first recorded instance of rebellion. Rebellion against capital and rebellion against empire, using what we will call today guerrilla warfare. 40 Senegalese Africans in a sugar factory in what we can call today Santo Domingo, killed most of the slave owners, took their children, and ran up to the jungles in the hills of Santo Domingo. The first rebellion against capital and empire. The first rebellion against capital and empire. In the name of who? 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 There is an African spirit that they brought across the Atlantic. His name is Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo. The rebellion in the name of a spirit. Invoke the spirit. Invoke the spirit. Ogun Kalembo. 40 Africans. The first to rebel. There you have the guerrilla warfare. Didn't start in Vietnam. Guerrilla warfare was not innovated in Vietnam. It started 500 years ago, right at the beginning. 5 years after the Africans were brought to the New World to rebel in the name of Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo, the spirit, an African spirit. In West Africa, he is known as the spirit of the home. But what happens when you're ripped out of your home, taken across the Atlantic, and brought to another place, a new world? That God no longer serves the function of the home, but rebellion. And the iterations of that spirit that gets invoked, invoked through the drums, invoked through the drums, invoked through the drums. We can call it the Holy Ghost after the African was Christianized, partially Christianized, barely Christianized. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Whoa! The Holy Ghost. Woo! The Holy Ghost. Woo! Ogun Kalembo! 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 Ogos! Holy Ghost! Logos! Logos! If you prefer your Greek, if you prefer your Latin, Espiritu Sancti! When the Africans made it to the dance hall, this invocation of the spirit became swing, jazz. This invocation became cool. It became swag. It became sauce. It became that je ne sais quoi. Let's invoke it. All through the drums and jazz, the drums and soul. The drums in funk, the drums in rap, the drums in techno. Let's make techno black again. Let's make techno black again. Ogun Kalembo. Who knows that name? Many have felt it. It's become an international enterprise. Sold and commodified to anybody. We call that hip-hop these days. Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo. Woo! Ogun Kalembo was invoked in the jungle. Ogun Kalembo to open you up to become porous. Ogun Kalembo to sweat to become permeable. Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo to invoke the other. Ogun Kalembo to invoke the transcendent. Ogun Kalembo
to invoke Ntumbo. Ntumbo.
Ntumbo is a cry when in West Africa the Wolof tribe, they would dance. They would dance all night. And when Ogun Kalembo entered them, that would be called the Ntumbo. Ntumbo, it hits you from the shape. And you don't know what gets into you, but it's something, and it's something that's not you. It's something deep inside of you that's not you. Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo, it is the sun that melts you from the inside. Ogun Kalembo, it is the sublime. In other iterations throughout the world, we can call it Kali. In other iterations, we can call it the beyond. Kant called it the sublime. Immanuel Kant, German Westerner. But you know what? He was afraid to sweat. The story goes that Kant, Immanuel Kant, the philosopher, the story goes that he was afraid to sweat. He would go on his walk.
Yeah, so in South Africa, there was this tradition in a specific tribe, and
The moment he began to sweat, he would stop. But that doesn't happen with the African. Ogun Kalembo, you keep going. You keep going till your body drops, until the spirit hits you. They call that the Holy Ghost. They call that Christ. They call that God. They call that Ogun Kalembo. What is archae? What is archaeology? The root word for archaeology is the Greek word arche. It means source. Let us recover that source in the dance. Let us retrace back all the iterations through swag, through cool, through dance, through funk, through swing, through the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Spirit, to the logos, and back to Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo. Woo! Woo!
I'm not going to do that. That's what we're going to use. You say, well, preacher, you play music with a beat. There's nothing but I don't want. I won't. I read that and I thought, my, the music scene here, they were going to do an engaging in the sex act. They're asked the question when police dare not step in with the air thick with marijuana smoke. They had one right near Baton Rouge the other day. 100,000 kids. The huge speakers that beat out the music as dope-filled entertainers and performers beat upon the guitars and drums in the streets. Those young people that ripped off their clothes and acted like animals. That's the question of why, by the police. They said it's the music. It's the music. It gets down in you, it washes over you and beats upon the brain. And I really didn't know what I was doing, they said. I just pulled up my clothes and I had to do it. When you start to feel the heat. And you boys and girls that have Beatle records at home, this is the most rotten, dirty, damnable, filthy, putrid filth that this nation of the world has ever seen. To be in your home, you ought to be taken out somewhere and horsewhipped. You hear me? And I mean it, my friend. They're having sex, the sex, 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 sex, the sex.
Music! That was Otomo Yoshidi and Otomo's New Jazz Orchestra, a track called Bright Sunrise. Before that, an excerpt of Christian Marclay's His Master's Voice. We also heard an excerpt from one of the three albums, or CDs, I guess, put out in a release by Matmos called Open Exercises, The Consuming Flame, Open Exercises in Group Form. We heard an excerpt from the first of those three albums. We also heard music from John Oswald's Plunderphonics series and an artist by the name of Hrvatsky remixing NWA's Sucka. We heard Dakim live at the Boiler Room, an excerpt from a few years back, and started the whole program off with Speaker Music on Bloodthirst and Jungle Fever from the album Black Nationalist Sonic Weaponry. Up next, here on Disco 3000, music from the Bob James Trio. I believe Bob James's first ever release. It was one of the very early releases on ESP discs. And it's listed as a trio. It's only the only credits are for a trio on the back. But clearly on this side of the record, there's something else going on. This is the Bob James Trio with Wolfman.
Uh-oh, we're in big trouble. 2 miles from shore, no beer opener.
Trust me, dear. I brought the beer, and it's Old Milwaukee in the new Tap Top can. Just pull the tab. Pour the beer.
Thank you. want to.
Thank you.
Second floor rumor, good for next month's rent. A screaming silence fell down three flights and hit the basement. Couldn't last any longer, her getting by like the jealousy. These others with husbands still had teeth. Every broad in the building screamed down into her room, screaming on her to make it, to get her hat. Scraped the wind outside, blowing December slabs. Nailed her against her own desperation. And they had no idea why she split without a fight. All those strikes against her, like the students there who just came out of prison giggling. Man, I can't even afford to look with my eyes funny. But how could I tell him her love had hit me the hardest, with my wife standing inside my skull?